and clear in today's world.
Amen. People have substituted salvation for religion. Hello? There's a difference. There's a lot of religious people. How about good saved folks? Amen. Got an experience with God. Amen. But Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God, our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Unto Timothy, mine own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. Now, the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned, from which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say, nor whereof they affirm. Would you pray with me this morning? Father, I thank you for the privilege this morning, God, to be in the house of the Lord. I thank you this morning, sir, for the privilege of being a child of God. Realize, sir, that we have no rights of our own, but only through the blood and the work of Christ have we any hope at all. And thank you, sir, for the love that declared unto us in the Word of God, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. May we speak this morning as the oracle of Thee. May, God, we touch us, God, with Your unction, God, and Your Holy Ghost, and that, God, it may spread forth, God, the Word of God into the heart of man, bringing forth the will of God and the power of God and the manifestation of Your life in the name of Jesus. May You have honor, sir, and may You have glory, and may Your will be done in earth, even as it is done in heaven, in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. This is a very beautiful passage of Scripture. Paul, the old apostle, is writing to a young preacher named Timothy, amen, whom he called mine own son in the faith, amen, and he's setting out, amen, to lay on him some godly wisdom, amen, and some instruction, and some challenges, amen, and we find it several times throughout the book of 1 and 2 Timothy, amen, that Paul challenges that young preacher, amen, to several things in God, amen, and I'm telling you there has ever been a time that there needs to be a challenge, it needs to be the hour that we're living in, amen, that men and women ought to be challenged to do the will of God. I like what Brother Isaac, amen, spoke as the central thrust of the New Testament. Go and tell. Amen. On last Sunday morning. Amen. And so I believe that's what God has left the church here for. Amen. To go and tell others about Jesus and what He's done for you. Left us to be witnesses. Amen. Hallelujah. And not only did He leave us to be witnesses, He empowers us to be witnesses. He has worked in our life. Amen. Given us the evidence, not just to go tell someone, amen, some story, but show forth the evidence of the power of God. Amen. In your own life, amen, that God has changed us. Amen. I was talking or teaching or witnessing to a prisoner many years ago, and a man walked by that knew me when I was out in sin. Amen. I heard him tell another one of the prisoners, said he's not the same man that he used to be. And I said, thank God. Amen. I'm not the same person that I used to be. Amen. Hallelujah. I wasn't proud of that old man, but I'm glad, amen, to be an old-time Christian. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And so the Apostle Paul said, if I glory, I will glory in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby the world is crucified to me and I'm crucified to the world. Amen. In other words, God has given us ability, amen, through Jesus Christ to live a godly, holy, righteous life. Amen. Hallelujah. People say, oh, I can't do that. Amen. My mom used to say, amen, can't never could till they tried. Amen. And sometimes they say, there's a world of difference between can't and won't. Hey, man, come on. I said, some folks just want and they tell you they can't. Hey, man, but I hear the Apostle Paul say, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Hey, man, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen to God. So God gives men, women, boys, and girls ability. I want to read here what the Apostle Paul said. He's writing to that young Timothy. Amen. And he's dealing, he's an apostle, not because he's just chose to be one. He's decided it's a good vocation. Come on. Amen. But he's chosen by God. Amen. Come on. He's called. Amen. The whole essence of the church. Amen. The Greek word that is translated church in English is the word ecclesia. Amen. Called out. Amen. I can tell you the church just don't separate itself out of some organization of man. Amen. If it's his church, it's been called out of that world. Amen. By the Lamb of God to be a separated, godly and holy people. Amen. Glory to God. And not by their ability, but by the one that has called them out. Hallelujah. Amen. You'll pardon me. I'm liable to get a little bit, amen, beside myself this morning. Amen. God's been dealing with my heart about, amen, about a few things, and some of them are in this message and some of them beyond it. Amen. We live in an age of religiosity. Amen. We live in an age when people want to eat from that grand old tree of knowledge. Amen. They're still trying to eat at it. Amen. What did it do in that garden? It cost them, amen, everything. Amen. Come here, my preacher. He's going to preach on this series and that. And come on, Brother Joe. Amen. You call a prophecy conference. They'll beat the turf down to come learn some new thing. Amen. And they won't be one bit better in their spirit when they leave than they were when they got there, except that they will be exalted in their little head and think that they know something now that maybe somebody else don't. Amen. Has it drawn them any closer to Christ? Has it done any spiritual work in their life? No. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I can tell you, those the Apostle Paul said, those things which were gained to me, I counted as loss for Christ. And he said, yea, I have lost all things, and do count them but dung, refuse, that I may win Christ. Amen. Come on. Amen. Has it moved me closer to God? You use that acid test on everything in your Christian walk, and you can find out how to move closer to God. Amen. Weigh it on that. Does this make me a better Christian? Amen. Or does it just make me prideful, more of a Pharisee or Abraham, amen, lift it up, amen, or does it humble me at the foot of the cross and bring me closer unto Him, amen, hallelujah. So here the apostle's writing to this young preacher, amen. I can tell you how I believe he prayed for him relentlessly, amen, because he told him that he did, amen, just like he told the church at Ephesus that he prayed for them, amen. So here, the Apostle Paul, we all know that Timothy was left to be the pastor of the church at Ephesus, amen, and I want to just quickly look, amen, through here, amen, and I want to see that he told him, I sought the children of Ephesus when I was in Macedonia, that thou mightest teach, amen, listen, amen, that you might teach, amen, charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Amen. That you might have a church where there's not a lot of heresy floating around. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. A lot of folks, amen, I've seen in the years gone by, amen, like those little, amen, those little small group churches. Amen. It's been proven back through the years that all that produces is huge amounts of heresy in the church. Come on. Amen. Folks, are just, well, I think like this and I think like that. Yes, but what does the Word of God say? And what is the doctrines of the Word of God? Are we in the book or are we out of the book? Amen. My Brother Joe, tell you something. You will not find God outside that book. Only in that book. Amen. I ain't talking about the literal pages. I'm talking about in His Word. Amen. His Word is who He is. Amen to God. Come on. There was a time in this country, amen, when men and women, boys and girls, their Word was who they were. Amen. That's why they guarded it so well. Amen. But there, we've come to a time now where they can sign 10,000 sheets of paper, amen, put their signature down and still default on it without a second thought. Amen. Come on. Used to a man's Word was his bond. Let me just tell you a little secret. God's Word is still His bond. Amen. God does not depart from it. Amen. Hallelujah. I know we got that, amen, that it, amen, that's running for president, amen, says that all Scripture, amen, is progressive. Amen, maybe he forgot that the Word of God said, amen, the Word of God is forever settled in heaven. Amen, he said, I change not, God said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen, oh, Brother Joe, you get in trouble preaching like that. Amen, I want to tell you trouble to hunt you up anyway. You might as well get in trouble for doing something right. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Peter said, don't let any of you suffer, amen, as a thief or as a murderer or as a meddler in other men's affairs. But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I feel like having church. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I was on Facebook earlier this morning, amen, and I seen a sign that somebody put a sign on the front of their church, amen, that it said, Easter Sunday, just pretend it's Easter this Sunday because he's still alive and you just come on back to church. Oh, hallelujah, come on. Amen, I'm glad he's still alive. Amen, and I got some more news for you. His church is still alive. Amen, come on. She's well. She's not even sick. Come on, my brother. Hallelujah, she's alive. Why? Because he's living in her. Amen to God. I said his church. Amen. I said Christ's church. Amen. What did he say to Paul writing to Timothy? Amen. Nevertheless, the kingdom of God standeth sure. Amen. And having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me get to where I'm going to go this morning. He said that you teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables. Amen. Most of us know what fables are. Made up stories. Amen. Things that people pass down that, amen, have just come out of this thin air. Amen. Just woven out of whole cloth, as the old saying goes. Amen. Fables. Amen. I can tell you, I've seen a lot of fables go through the church. I've seen people buy into fables. Amen. Amen. Seen people accuse folks of things in the church. Amen. When they thought that it made them unholy. They because of somebody had told them something. Amen. I've heard fables preached. Amen. I've heard fables cause a man shouting his watch fell off his arm that it was sinful for a man to wear a wristwatch. That's a fable. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I've heard a lot of other fables. Hello? Amen. They're not to be taught in the church. Brother Isaac said, I have a problem, Brother Job. Amen. I want you to pray about it. This has been several years ago. Said my ministers get up in the pulpit on Sunday morning and say, I didn't have a dream last night, so I can't preach the word. Amen. Come on. I ain't got nothing to preach. Amen. He said, I had to tell them, look, you're not there to preach your dreams. Amen. You're there to preach the W-O-R-D of God. Amen. Come on with me this morning. I want to tell you. Amen. What did Paul tell that young preacher Timothy? Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. I can tell you, God said that to me a many time when I went to him saying, Lord, what about this problem? And what about that? He said, preach the word. I'll sort everything out. You preach the word, son. Amen. And I found God to be, amen, honorable to His Word. Now I want to get to where I want to preach. Now the end of the commandment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Behold, it is my word, saith the Lord. Behold, by the preaching of that word do I call sinners unto repentance. And behold, by the same preaching of that word do I sanctify my children, saith the Lord. For behold, you're sanctified. Behold, I say unto thee, by the word that is truth, saith the Lord. Behold, I say unto thee, the word, those that will hearken, and those that will receive the word, the blood comes. And where the blood comes, saith the Lord, the Spirit also will take up its abode. Behold, I say unto thee, behold, them that will hear my word and obey my word shall have life, saith the Lord, and shall manifest that life to those about them. Amen to God. I got to move quickly. Amen. Now, the end of the commandment. Most of us know what the end of something is. It is the reason of what you're trying to achieve. Amen. The end of the commandment. Amen. Here, Paul's writing to the... he wastes no time in the first chapter. Amen. Of 1 Timothy. We all know that this letter had no chapters. Amen. The Bible is broken into chapters for the convenience. Amen. But God, the letter that was written in the first of that letter... Amen. The end of the commandment, Paul writes to Timothy, is, amen, and he names off a few things here that we're going to look at this morning, amen, and see what God is aiming at. Come on with Brother Joe. I sat in a room many years ago, amen, and in that room there were folks there trying to practice the Roman roadmap on a man that had been raised Catholic. Amen. I called his name. Folks in this room would know who I'm talking about. Amen. And he also knew how false, amen, that Catholicism was. He had himself said they'd go down and confess to the priest, amen, all the while, amen, expecting to get back up, go out the door, and commit the same atrocities they went down and confessed. They hadn't repented. They hadn't had anything done. They're the same old man. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I'm telling you, but they're trying to convict him. Amen. In that room, amen, with the Roman roadmap. Come on with me. And he begins to point out errors in their life. He's been watching them boys, amen, and seeing what they're doing. And he comes over, and I'm sitting at a table in that room, amen, over to the side. He comes over and sat down where I'm at. Amen. He looks at me, and tears come in his eyes. And he said, I tried to live it once, Brother Joe. Amen, but I couldn't do it. I said, I agree with you. Amen. I said, there's only one way. Amen. It can be lived, son. Amen. He's got to live it in you. Amen. To God. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Amen. If you let him live, if you let him have your life, amen. If you'll just die to death with him, amen. If you'll just go to that cross with him, say, it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that liveth in me. Amen. And this life that I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God. Hallelujah. My, I'm standing in a room, amen, last week. Amen, a young man, I say young, he's younger than me. Most folks I work around, I can call young man now. Amen, didn't used to be that way, but it's got that way here lately. Amen, and he's come from Panama. Amen, I can tell you, I highly respect him. Amen, he said, my family, we all, amen, down to the Catholic Church. Down to the priest. Said, I didn't want to be like the rest of my family. Amen. They're all committing all kind of sin. They're doing all kind of things. They're hateful. They're violent. Amen. I said, I tried for years. Amen. I'd go down and talk to the priest. Amen. I'd pray to the Virgin Mary. Amen. But he said, I'm still the same. Amen. I can't get a loose. Amen. From the sin that's holding me. Amen. Finally said, I met an elderly woman I was escorting. Amen. To a Bible library that was going to be set up. And she asked me, said, amen, do you know Jesus? And he said, I don't even know who Jesus is. Amen. And she said, do you know that he loves you? Amen. He said, my, that just rung in my ears. I couldn't hardly forget it. After that, I'd done going home. I'm taking a shower late that night. He said, suddenly in my ears, I said, why does this Jesus that I don't even know, why does he love me? I can't understand it. Amen. And he said, God sent other people, amen, by to talk to me and to lead me. I told him, I said, son, amen. He said, ask, amen, it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. My, my, my. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and everyone that seeketh, findeth. God kept his word. He said, I found the secret of escaping, amen, the damnation of flesh. Amen to God. I found that I could overcome sin. Amen. Through Jesus Christ. I said, glory to God. I said, you found out the same thing that Martin Luther found. Amen. When he was a young man. And he nailed 95 theses. Amen. Statements to the outside of that church. Declaring, amen, that man is saved by grace. Through faith. Amen to God. That Jesus has set him free. Amen. From the chains and the bondage of sin. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. My, you know what? Martin Luther got over something he never got over all of his life. He wrestled with fear the whole of his life. But when he came to the knowledge of salvation by grace, that fear, amen, he conquered that fear. My, he stood at the diet of worms where he's gone down to defend the gospel of salvation by grace. That old cardinal's come down from Rome, amen, and to hear him, and he stands there, amen. And so when he finishes his, amen, statements, he says, here I stand. I can do nothing else. Amen. What's he saying? I can't deny what the truth is. God's revealed it to me out of his word. Amen. I'm not going to sit down, amen, and crawfish. I'm going to stand, amen, on the word of God. I can't do anything else. Amen. Well, I got to get going. Amen. The end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart. Come on. Most of us know that word charity is the agape love. Amen. Godly love. It is not the lust of the world that people want to call love. Amen. Because what the world calls love is usually selfishness. Amen. I hate to say this morning, but I'm telling you it's the gospel truth. Amen. A great deal of hope in professing Christianity, a great deal of what goes through men and women's mind and boys and girls is, what can I, get out of God? Come on. Somewhere along the line, something is missing from that. Amen. Come on, with Brother Joe. When I come to Christ, amen, I can tell you, I didn't think I was worthy of anything from God. Hello? Amen. But I did know something. I was a sinner. I was undone. Amen. And I can tell you, I also knew that I didn't have any way to deliver myself from the bondage I was in. I was the enemy of God. Amen. And God would have been like me. He wouldn't have had anything to do with me. Hello? Come on, Brother Joe. But my Bible says that God is love. Hello? Said that God is love. Amen. Not God has love. Not God, conjures up love. God is love. That's what it's made. I want to tell you, the greatest symbol of love ever been is a man dying on a cross hung between two thieves. Amen. I can tell you, he ain't guilty of no sin, no vile, no guile that's found in his mouth. He's not trying to deceive anybody. He's not trying to lie about anything. Amen. He's come, amen, to be a sacrificial lamb. Amen. He became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God by him. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Amen. Hear me. Amen. This morning, my God. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Charity. Amen. True godly love. Amen. Not just lip service. Hello? We got a lot of folks say, I love you. Amen. 10 minutes later, they're stabbing you in the back. Hello? Come on. That ain't love. Amen. That's a falsehood. That's a Judas kiss. Amen. Come on. I said, that's a Judas kiss. Amen. God does not. When God doesn't, God never hides behind anybody's back. Amen. He's always up front. Amen to God. I'm going to tell you something. If folks are going to go to heaven, they're going to have to be filled with the love of God. No wonder that God wrote it in the Word of God that thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Number one, the first and the great commandment, amen, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all of thy might. Amen. That pretty much just takes that love just consumes your whole being. Amen. You know why? Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. You and I are here this morning because folks love God. Hello? What causes a missionary to leave family and friends? Amen. And go to a country where they don't know nobody? Amen. In danger and peril? Amen. To go preach the gospel. Brother Joe can explain it in one word. Love. Amen. I can tell you why. The same thing that drove Jesus from heaven, amen, moved him to come down here to earth and die on an old rugged cross will move you and I in the realm of the same self-sacrifice. Amen. Because he loved us. Amen. That central verse to the whole of the New Testament, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, he didn't say believed, but believeth. Now I must believe, amen, who he is. I must believe upon his authority and his power. I must believe him enough to obey what his word says. Hello? Amen. I can read this word. I can agree with the truth of the word. But if I will not obey and apply the word, then it will never do me any good. Amen. I will be the same as I've always been. Come on. Listen. Oftentimes we preach in the past, can God change me? The whole of Christianity is about a changed life. Amen. Not changed by being religious, not changed by some profession of the mouth, but changed by the power of God. We are what? Transformed by the renewing of our mind. Amen. That we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. So he said at the first thing the end of that commandment is trying to achieve is charity out of a pure heart. Amen. I'll get to the pure heart in a minute. I understand something with Brother Joe. The only place that charity can properly be placed is in a pure heart. Amen? Charity will not be charity out of a defiled heart. Amen. Charity, the love of God, the agape love. Amen. That same love that is selfless. Amen. Jesus, if he'd wanted what he wanted, he'd have never went to that cross as far as fleshly desires. Come on, Brother Joe. He became flesh. He took on the body like ours. Amen. Let me tell you something. Watch very carefully. Amen. When those, folks in the realm of so-called Christianity, when they tell you that Jesus was a man just like you and I, that's a lie hatched out of hell. That charismatic crowd says he's a man just like you and me. Somebody better back up. Amen. My father was not, inherent father was not Jehovah. Amen. Jesus is Father. That's where the blood comes from. By the way, the Father, is where the blood type comes from. Amen. There's not a one in the world that is identical. I know there's similar blood types, but none of them are totally, completely identical. Just like DNA. Amen. You have similar DNA to your kinfolk. The nearer they are, the more similar the DNA is. Amen. But it's none of it just like. That means that every last individual born in this world is unique. Hello? Woo! You talk about somebody that knows what they were doing when they created humanity and created mankind. God knows what He's doing. Amen. We're all unique. We're all, a unique person in God. Therefore, amen, I'm unique. Can't nobody be saved for me. I got to do it myself. I got to come to God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. So, amen, in that blood type, Jesus was not the same. His Father, amen, Jesus said to His disciples, and show us in the Word of God, Jesus said, "You are from below. I am from above." I know He's born of Mary. He's conceived in the womb of a virgin. Amen. Ain't no man had relations with Mary. I don't care what all those lying fellas say. Amen. I'm going to tell you, God knew what He was doing. He birthed, amen, God in human form out of the womb of a virgin. Come on with brothers. Glory to God. Amen. He's unique. His blood, amen, is unique. And He shed His blood on Calvary's brow. Glory. Amen. Love. I was going to sing a song this morning, but I changed. Amen. It was an old Rusty Goodman song. On an old rugged cross, the great love story was told. Amen. The greatest love story that has ever been, amen, was carried out on an old wooden cross. Amen. On the road out of Jerusalem, headed for Jericho, on the side of the hill called Golgotha. Amen. In the sight of all humanity, wasn't done in the back alley, wasn't done in secret. He died in that shame and reproach He suffered for you and I. He suffered it before all men. That's why God said in that Old Testament, if you're going to build an altar, if you're going to sacrifice and you're going to humble yourself, you don't put a grove of trees around that. You don't hide in the thicket. Amen. You cut it all down. Put it on the top of the bald hill. Come on, Brother Joe, where everybody can see and say, "I'm here humbling myself because I am in need of cleansing." My. Woo! Oh, glory to God. Amen. Your brother Charles Grandison Binney. Amen. The great revivalist of the 1800s. Amen. Got under conviction. Amen. He's reading the Bible through. He's a well-known, amen, one of the best lawyers of his day. Amen. And he winds up quitting that law practice. Amen. And takes up preaching the Word of God. Amen. Later in his life, he gets under conviction. Amen. When he's reading and studying the Word of God, got introduced to it in law school, went back to it after he's got his law degrees. Amen. Reading through, falls under conviction, heads down in the woods. Amen. Down in the bottom of the thicket, in the bottom of the near the creek. Amen. Where he's hid from everybody, he's going to get on his knees and repent. Said the Lord spoke to him and said, "You big hypocrite, amen, you crook, amen, my son died on the top of a knoll in front of everybody, and you're going to hide in that thicket that my word says you ain't supposed to do, amen." He said, "I jumped up and ran to the top of the tallest hill I could see, and with the loudest voice, I confessed my sins, amen, my, God made a preacher out of him." Oh, hallelujah, I'm telling you something, amen, he died for you and I, amen. Likewise, amen, he said, "They accept the man, deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. He cannot be my disciple." Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to have to rush it. Let me hurry. Charity. Amen. Charity is, Amen. He said, let love, it's a pure love. The Word of God says, let love be without dissimulation. The word dissimulation means hypocrisy. Come on. Some folks can love those folks because they think they're going to help them out. Amen. Or benefit them. But do they love the folks that they can never provide anything back? Jesus said, if you're going to have a supper, don't invite them folks that can invite you back. You invite them folks that cannot feed you, and you feed them. Hello? Amen. You do good unto folks that the world thinks about. They ain't no use in them people. Come on. I want to tell you a little secret. There's been more folks won to God, amen, that the world thought they wasn't nothing to them, and God's turned them around, and He's made things out of them that the world could have never began to perceive. Amen. I thought about George Whitefield, amen, and I thought about his counterpart, amen, that preached that started the Methodist movement, amen, John Wesley. John Wesley was considered aristocratic, amen, and George Whitefield, amen, was born with his father coming out of the saloons and the bars. Hello? He's born in what folks in this world would consider the low life. Hello? Well, amen, Brother Wesley, amen, God sent him to preach to the lowly. Amen. Here's the aristocrat. God sends him down to preach to the folks that, amen, that are beggarly, poor, amen, and that are, indigent, amen. And God takes that old boy, amen, that He saves out of the bars and lets him preach to the crown. Oh, you tell me, amen, I can almost see, amen, old Israel crossing them arms, amen, when He's going to bless Joseph's sons, and Joseph's trying to straighten him out, but he said, oh no, that's not the way it is. Hey, I want to tell you, God has got His own plan. Amen. And we'll love God like God wants us to love Him and demands that we love Him. Amen. I want to tell you, whatever that God's got for us to do will be a joy, amen, and a thrill for us. I don't mean it'll always be easy. Amen. Let me hear you say, woo, glory. Behold, love conquers all, saith the Lord. I say unto thee that love covers a multitude. Charity covers a multitude of iniquity. Behold, it has driven many and moved many to foreign lands. Behold, it is moving them to deny theirself, take up the cross, follow me and walk with me. Behold, I say unto thee, it moved the Lamb of God all the way to Calvary, and behold, would not be moved from the will of the Father. Likewise, if thou, amen, wilt love me as I have said, and my spirit abide in thee, and in fact my love in thine heart, thou canst walk in the light of my countenance, saith the Lord, and overcome a world filled with sin. Amen. Let me hurry. The Word of God says, faith which worketh by love. It also says, amen, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Amen. Come on. So love is a central thing. Amen to God. My. Amen. He so loved. My God, He so loved the world. Amen. Every time I think about how much God loves me, amen, I can't hardly perceive. Amen. I thought about it when Jesus was on the Sermon on the Mount. Amen. I'm going to stay here a little bit. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Listen. When He's on the Sermon on the Mount, He says, amen, that the birds is not a sparrow that falleth to the ground that He, your Heavenly Father, doesn't know about. Amen. Not a sparrow, He declares. Amen. He said, how much more ye than many sparrows? Amen. He also moves on and says, for even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Amen to God. That is the greatness of the love of God. God knows more about me than I know about myself, and yet He loves me. You talk about something that is marvelous. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. The more I know about myself, the less, amen, I have affection for myself, and the more I have affection for God. Come on with me this morning. Amen. Why? Amen. Because the more I know about me, the less reason I have to have any affection for me. Amen. But the more I know about God, amen, the more I know, amen, that how can He love me so much? Amen. Oh, that I'm so undone within myself. Amen. But He loves us. Amen. You see, had Jesus came and died, amen, for a wretch like me and you. Hello? That old song, it was written by that man that was a slave trader. Amen. Called Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Oh, hallelujah. That's the same God. Amen. I thought about the song, amen, that Gold City sung many years ago. Grace, that is amazing. Amen. Out of that love of God comes an amazing grace. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Amen. The end of the commandment is charity. Out of a pure heart. Amen. A heart that can only be pure and by one thing. If the blood of Jesus has purified that heart and kept pure by the Spirit of God. Amen. And the Word of God. Come on, Brother Joe. Well, Jeremiah writes, amen, by the Holy Ghost and says that the heart of man, amen, is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Amen. My. Then he says, who can know it? Amen. Then the Word of God says, following that in the next verse, that God trieth the reins and the heart of man. What's the reins, Brother Joe? Amen. I can tell you the reins are, amen, that which causes us and steers us in the way we walk in life. Amen. And the heart is the spirit. Amen. God looks right in my spirit and sees what makes me tick. Come on. Oh, come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Man looketh on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. Amen. Ain't nothing, amen, getting away from God. Amen. That's why if we love God and we want to walk a pure life, let me do what David said. Lord, try me. See if there be any secret sin in me. Amen. You look right on deep inside. Amen. Amen. And when you find that sin, drag it out. Amen. And let me confess it before you. Let me repent of it. Amen to God. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I didn't turn up a Hosea. I heard him say in the New Testament, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to cleanse us, amen, of our sins, and do what? He's able to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. That's the God that I serve. That's a sanctified life. Amen. There cannot be a sanctified life outside of one that loves God. If I don't love God, I can't repent. Come on. I can't love God. Listen, amen. Everything is contingent upon God. I can't love God, amen, unless God has given me what I need to help me love Him. One thing, Brother Joe, prays for every day. Lord, help me to love You like I'm supposed to love You. Because if I can love God like I'm supposed to, I can love everybody else like I'm supposed to. You hear me? That is the key to everything. Amen. It's right there. All bound up in love, because God is love. Listen, I'm not going to be able to preach it all this morning. Charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience. Amen. What's a good conscience, Brother Joe? That says, amen, I've been following God. That says I've been obedient to God. You see, in the pattern of Christianity, these folks today who have seared their conscience, they do things they know is wrong. After a while, it gets easier and easier. And He's here. What are they doing? They're destroying that conscience that God's given them. Listen, it's a terrible thing to destroy your conscience. Amen. Because if God's going to correct you and I, how's He going to do it? He's going to do it because He's going to, amen, He's going to speak in my conscience against what's going wrong in my life. He's going to say, you know, listen, amen. One fellow said, how do I know I'm saved? One fellow said, well, your conscience just gets a whole lot better. He's telling the truth. I can say something to my wife, but it's not out of the way at all. But if I say it the wrong way, with the wrong attitude, you know what happens, Brother Joe? I feel so guilty. I feel so rotten. Come on. Oh, I wouldn't want nothing that made me feel that way, preacher. You in trouble. Amen. Because you see, if you're going to make it to heaven, and I'm going to make it to heaven, I'm going to have something that's correcting me, that at least, amen, that lets me know when I'm out of line with God. Amen. Yes, I feel guilty. I feel dirty. Come on. Amen. That ain't a bad thing. That's a good thing. Amen. When you get where you can sin and don't bother you, you're in a lot of trouble. Come on. I said, you're in a lot of trouble.
the knowledge, saith the Lord, and behold, of my spirit, and behold, will testify either for you or against you, saith the Lord, that will declare either that you have walked in obedience or that you have departed from me. And behold, I say unto thee, that new creature that I have placed in you will never agree with sin, but will testify against it, that you may repent and be recovered and restored, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, it was a sad thing that Balaam had gotten into such a bad condition that the donkey has got more conviction than Balaam's got. The prophet of God. Come on with Brother Joe. You tell me we ain't living in the day when it's much like that. I'll tell you that somebody better wake up. Hey, man, we're living in a day when folks can do things that should bother them immensely. But hey, it's like water off a duck's back. Hey, man, come on. God, you can tell Brother Joe that all you want to, and hey, man, you can quote scripture here and yonder, but mostly out of context. But you can never make me believe that God's fixing to drag any of that business into heaven. He'd have to apologize to Lucifer and let him come back. It ain't going to happen. Heaven is going to be a wonderful place. There ain't going to be no sin there. There ain't going to be anything there that maketh a lie, even comes close to being a sin. It ain't going that place. Amen. Come on. I want to go there. Amen. It's going to be a wonderful place. Listen. And if we're going to shine, and our light's going to shine to this world, amen, we're going to have to let that same conviction, that same spirit, amen, be the guidepost of our life. Amen. This is what Paul is, this preacher by the Holy Ghost is delivering to this young preacher, saying, look here, amen, what God is after, the end of the commandment, everything God's after and working for is that charity, that love out of that pure heart and that good conscience that says, I followed God. When God has convicted me, I've repented and I've allowed the conviction of the Holy Ghost to, amen, to work in my life. She talked about it. I want to tell you something. Out of that life comes power. You hear me? Amen. When we talk about the Holy Ghost, amen, I know people automatically just only think about tongues. That's about the only thing that comes to their mind. You hear, Brother Joe? But you shall receive power until the Holy Ghost has got the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. What kind of power, Brother Joe? Power to repent. Amen. Power to live a godly life. Amen. Power to have a real faith that believes God. And power to humble yourself and myself down before God and say, God, would you forgive me? Amen. Because I've done wrong. I've done wrong. Amen. Listen, it's not the big foxes that spoils the vine. It's the little ones. When them people get that conscience just dim just a little bit, that's what goes to spoiling the vines right there. We can just get by with doing what we call little things. Hello. The devil is a patient creature. He don't have to take you all at once. He'll just start out with little things. After a while, amen, sin is always progressive. God's word's not. Sin is. Sin is never satisfied to have a little part of you. It always won't quit until it has destroyed. What does the Bible say? Fire burns until what? Amen. It burns like a canker. It eats like a canker. It burns like a fire. A fire will burn until there's no fuel left. Nothing left to burn. Amen. Listen, only two kinds of fire will burn in our life. Either the fire of sin will burn until it has destroyed us, or the fire of the Holy Ghost will burn until it has cleansed us. Glory. I'm not going to have to close. Amen. Charity, amen, out of your heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith, unfeigned. The word unfeigned means it's not a fake. It's the real thing. You see, the world is full of fake faith. Amen. Full of folks that say they believe, amen, and they live another way. Amen. Listen, come on with Brother Joe. Now, I believe the Word of God, but you watch them, and their lie says, I believe whatever part I want, and I throw away the rest. Hello? Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Eat the whole book, John. It might be a little bitter. Come on. But I'm going to tell you, it'll do something if you'll eat the whole book. Amen. It'll give you some strength that you didn't know about. Amen. It'll purge you out. It'll cleanse you. Amen. It'll get everything that's wrong in your life. It'll purge it out of you. That's what the Word is for. Amen.
Amen. Love. Unless we love God. Listen, I'm going to close right here. I'm going back to love. If I don't love God, nothing else works in that whole progression. How am I going to repent about doing somebody wrong I don't even love? You tell Brother Joe. It won't work. Amen. But if I love God, and God makes me aware, painfully aware that I've done Him wrong, and I love Him, truly love Him, it's going to break my heart. If you love, amen, your wife or your husband or whoever it is, and your family, whatever, amen, and you, and God makes you aware that you've spoken or you've spoken something out of way, it hurts. And it'll make you say, I got to get this right. I can't live with this. Amen. Come on. Amen. There's too many people, amen, that are trying to cover sin with sin. David, amen, when they got slack, he allowed the devil to trap him. Goes up on top of the rooftop. Amen. Out comes a little lady down the street. Take her a bath. Amen. I agree she might not have been inside. Amen. But nevertheless, come on. Takes two to tango. Hello. Amen. David falls for that. Instead of getting under conviction, allowing God to convict him, what does he do? He begins to try to fix that sin with more sin. David, somewhere along the line, had allowed his conscience to get hardened. It should have broke his heart upon a realization of what he had done. Hey, but come on. Jesus took things a whole lot further than, amen, that Old Testament. He said, the man that looketh upon that woman to lust after her, what did he say? He had committed adultery already in his heart. He's guilty. Come on. And Brother Joe will tell you another little secret. The one that has enticed him is likewise guilty. People can say what they will and say what they may. I remember the old brother that preached, the old independent Baptist preacher. Said, oh, look at them naked women, don't bother me. He said, bring the Lysol. Bring the Lysol. I knew immediately he had to have problems. Hello? Come on. What you saying, Brother Joe? Let me just quote another man. Amen, Brother Powers. Sin is sin, no matter whose bones it's on. Hello? That's what God's trying to do. Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sin. Father, I thank You this morning. Lord, I thank You that You have prepared a way. Lord, a way to sanctify us, a way to justify us, a way to, God, make us righteous and holy. Not that we can boast, because all of it, God, is in You. It is not in the ability of man to deliver himself, but it is in His ability to choose to be delivered. Lord, help us to choose that. Help us to walk in the pattern of Your Word. Help us, Lord, that we changed and transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, and that we may, God, shine His lights in the dark world, that we may live as walking, living witnesses and living sacrifices unto You. In the name of Jesus. Let's just close in prayer this morning. Amen. I can tell you He's coming back after a church that hath made herself ready. Not has professed she's been made ready, but hath made herself ready. There is a world of difference in those two. Amen.